We're going to close out with some really exciting and very relevant topics because everybody, you know, has been wondering what to do with cookies, ad tech, marketing tech for the last 5 years, and most especially since Google announced its decision to do away with the third-party cookie. So we have two incredible experts to my left. I'm so excited to hear what they have to say. I'm going to begin with Susan Hensey. She is a partner and founder of Hensey Law, PLLC. It's a boutique firm, and she knew what she was doing because what she's focusing on is exclusively privacy and security law matters. Her background is incredible and qualifies her to provide the best legal services in this area. She has an international data protection focus, but also can switch and pivot to providing you with excellent domestic, state, consumer data privacy law, legal services, as well as defending you and helping you with the defense strategy during enforcement actions by the FTC and various other regulators related to almost every single topic. Today, of course, she's going to talk to us about cookies and marketing tech, but before she went out on her own, she has a really great foundation serving in-house at Microsoft, and she was lead privacy counsel at Dell. And her last big job before coming out on her own, or big law job, sorry, she's had a lot of big jobs since, practicing as Cooley's privacy and security group co-chair. Next to her is a woman I'm just now meeting today, but Kay Royal is a celebrity with a heart of privacy and has a podcast that's incredibly popular. She's not only an attorney, but she's a PhD. We finally slowed her down enough to have her own practice. And for the last 25 years, she has served in the legal and health-related fields. So she's a featured tech columnist for the Association for Corporate Counsel. That might be where some of you have heard of her. She advises several startups, helping them to understand why getting privacy right on the front end can save multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars on the back end. Being practical, where she also knows the technical. And so I just cannot wait to dive into this topic. Please join me in welcoming Susan and Kay.
Thank you.
Thank you for those kind words, Elizabeth.
Let's have fun.
We're here to talk about privacy and advertising and marketing and all things cookies, tracking. There's so many developments in this area. So I think we had a hard time trying to figure out, you know, which things are the most important that we should talk about. Just about every week, there's one or two big developments that we're having to keep track of. When I put this slide together, I think there were 5 states that had comprehensive privacy laws, and now I think we were counting. Are we up to 10 now? I think we're
up to 10,
or very close, if not.
If anybody, I'm just going to sit back here and relax then. If anybody didn't catch that Montana, Tennessee, and Texas all signed theirs, we now have them in place.
Yeah, so if you thought dealing with data breach and the 50 state laws there was complicated, wait till you get a load of these laws because they are making things quite complicated. On top of which, there's a lot of comprehensive privacy laws. On top of the comprehensive privacy laws, there's some individual privacy laws that are popping up in the states that are also creating even more confusion and concern. But we're going to talk a little bit about standards first, and a lot of your customers, you may have heard about the Apple IDFA, which is a digital identifier for advertising, and they made a change, essentially. It used to be opt-out. Apple has rules, so if you have an app in their marketplace, you have to follow their rules. There's privacy rules, there's cybersecurity rules. Android has the same thing, by the way. They just don't do as much with it as Apple does yet. And that resulted, they made a change, and so they required everybody to get opt-in consent for targeted behavioral advertising. So if you're tracking people across multiple apps, multiple websites, and you're using that information to target ads to individuals, you have to get opt-in consent. There's a few other things, too, that might fall into that category.